Welcome to Module 1, Video 4. Now we are looking at body root causes. So as we look at body root causes, we are basically educating you on what we consider the top 8 categories of body root causes with a functional and mindfulness-based approach. So let's look at those now. So we see gut issues. So gut issues, of course, can be anything from small intestinal bacteria overgrowth to a terrain issue where we don't have enough of stomach acid or bile, or we have an undergrowth of the microbiome, certainly parasites, Clostridium difficile toxins. So a lot of different subcategories within gut issues. Nutrient imbalances, those are obvious to us, right? And even in context of gut health, we know things such as low zinc can actually lead to low stomach acid. So of course, any of the building blocks for hormones such as B5 for the adrenals, zinc for testosterone, any of these different nutrient imbalances can lead to a functional root cause. Toxic burden. So this, of course, could be due to problems in the liver with a phase 1 or phase 2 problem. It could be due to problems in the gut, as the gut is in a munctory to get toxins out. It could even be due to problems in the skin. If somebody is not able to sweat, they're not able to release toxins that way. Or in their kidneys, that could be another problem that could lead to an elevated body burden. Hormonal imbalance, of course, anything from leptin resistance to an insulin problem to glucagon or hormones that we often talk about, such as estrogen and progesterone and testosterone and adrenal hormones, thyroid hormones, any of these can play a huge role as a body root cause. Immune dysregulation, so looking at things such as how are our T regulatory cells working, how are T helper 17 cells working. These cells, remember, are so important in the pathogenesis of autoimmune disease. Chronic infection. Chronic infections and stealth pathogens are certainly on a rise. So looking at things such as Lyme has become much more an epidemic, or mold sensitivity and mycotoxins, the toxins from mold building up in the body. It's thought to actually impact 25% of people in the world have this genetic problem. So that can lead to a lot of inflammatory responses. Certainly hidden Epstein-Barr or mycoplasma are really common hidden infections as well. Cardiometabolic, anything from looking at insulin resistance to leptin resistance that we mentioned earlier. Obviously, there's that hormone link there, to looking at what our triglyceride levels are, what our apolipoprotein B levels are, our LDL particle counts. All of those can lead to huge problems in our cardiometabolic system. And obviously, this is important because it's one of the top causes of death in our United States country. Epigenetics and methylation. So cool, right? The study of epigenetics. We now know that genes, of course, do not cause disease, that there's environmental triggers that cause disease. And when I look at research, one of the top environmental triggers that actually will activate the genes causing disease that I see is actually viral. So here we bring back the chronic infection piece, and we see how the chronic infection piece is actually playing such a role in the epigenetic expression of disease. So we are not, in context of this module, going to be able to look at all 8 of these body root causes in great detail. Remember, the purpose of this whole course is really to look at the top causes of disease, to see that what you are going to see in 80% or so of your patients most commonly, so that you can really help the great majority of people and you can get this information in a very short, expedited way. And for those of you that are looking to go deeper and really understand functional and mindfulness-based medicine for all 8 of these body root causes and all of their subcategories, that's where we have our advanced course to go deeper into that. So we're going to really hone in within these 8 body root causes and say, what do we see? And Dr. Miles and myself sat down and said, what do we see most commonly? What are the things that are just about everybody walking into our clinic has some level of these different levels of dysfunction? And so when we treat these things that we're going to cover in this course, we're going to cover most of them. So body plus mind, remember, is mindfulness-based medicine. So that's what we're going to do in the next video, is we're actually going to look at the 10 different mind root causes that we should all be considering in context of every patient that's walking into our office. We'll see you then.